You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The pecan holds a special place in Texas. It's the state tree, the state pie, and Texas is one of the top producers, the little brown nut, which is all well and good. But if you're Ted Cruz, the state senator from Texas, former presidential candidate, occasional foil of the president himself, the state of the pecan would not plot that high on your radar screen. Or at least one wouldn't think it would, but Senator Cruz is making an international thing of it. Because he feels that this nut, which holds a special place in Texas, is not getting a fair shake in India. You still following us? Tom Benning and Katie Leslie are two Washington Bureau reporters for the Dallas Morning News who are writing about this very thing. And Tom joins us now on The Standard. Tom, welcome back to the show. We sure do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So of all the stories you could write, Indian pecan tariffs, how did this one right. wind up on your radar screen?
Well, you know, we get inundated with these kind of press releases from lawmakers of they're interested in this issue or that issue. And oftentimes they're just, you know, they're important to somebody, but maybe not to us. But we read this one and so many questions followed. Why India?
Yeah.
Why is the pecan treated differently than almonds and pistachios? Why is Ted Cruz interested in this?
It's just not one of those Tea Party issues. Indian pecan
Right. So we made some initial calls on it, and I happen to know somebody who, or a source who used to be or is a pecan farmer. And the thing that stood out to us immediately was the injustice, I guess, for the pecan industry of why they're treated differently. And it's actually a pretty deep-rooted problem that the pecan, since it's grown in so many different states, not just Texas, but all the way coast to coast, has had a hard time organizing, as it were. Whereas these other nuts, almonds, pistachios, even walnuts, they're pretty much all grown in California, and they've all banded together and thus are a much more powerful
political
presence.
Oh, that is fascinating. Yeah. Yeah. Has Cruz seized upon this himself, or have farmers in Texas sort of been knocking on his door?
Well, so there's a farmer out in West Texas near El Paso in Clint, Texas, Kevin Ivey. He fairly recently became president of the U.S. Pecan Council. And he came to D.C. and was going around and talking to lawmakers to try and get them interested in this issue of India. Because India, as we know, is 1.3 billion people in it. It has a turbocharged economy, growing middle class. And the pecan has had success on the international stage in China. And so they see India as the next China in terms of interest in the pecan. And so he's going around telling people about this and getting kind of the polite nod of, oh, that's interesting. This is nice. And for whatever reason, Senator Cruz hears this and immediately snaps to and says, this is an issue that I'm going to take and run with it.
Is there a number we can place on this for Texas, a value that people are talking about?
In terms of the dollar amounts are a little confusing. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways you can slice this because the price of the pecan goes up and down. But one way to think about it is I believe it's something on the magnitude of 41 million pounds of pecans in a given year are from Texas. So you start pricing that out of what you see for your halved pecans when you go to the grocery store, and you can pretty quickly get to a big figure. So there is definitely kind of the jobs element, the local economy in Texas. Pecans maybe isn't as big as beef or cotton or some of these other industries, but still an important one. So what Senator Cruz did is write a letter and get some other senators to come on board to Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative,
right,
and say, let's deal with this, because the pistachios, they got it taken care of. The almonds years ago dealt with this.
Yeah.
Why can't we get some fairness for the good old pecan?
Tom Benning is a reporter in the Washington Bureau of the Dallas Morning News. Tom, we'll have a link to your latest. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.